Effective listening, more than just hearing. To effectively listen, it requires focus, concentration, and the ability to notice not only what is being said verbally, but also what is not being said. You must give space to the individual to talk freely and explore without the fear of judgment or, worse still, interruption. So how do you achieve this? There are three layers of listening that are very easy to remember: cosmetic, conversational, and active. Cosmetic listening is when you are visibly pretending to listen. You are trying to look as if you are listening, but in fact, you are thinking about something else. You are not engaged in what's being said, and if someone asked you what they'd just said, you probably wouldn't remember. In this state, you are likely to experience messages that are misunderstood, a communication breakdown, the other party will resent talking to you and opening up, both parties become irritated and frustrated. Conversational listening is where you are engaged in the conversation but are talking, thinking, and spend the majority of time thinking about what you are going to say next. You are focusing on finding the space in the conversation to get your opinion across, rather than listening to what the other person is saying. The ideal is active listening. When you are actively listening, you are fully engaged in the other person. You are likely to be making notes. You won't be interrupting or finishing sentences. You are paying full attention. You are likely to be asking questions to clarify and summarise their opinions and thoughts. You are genuinely interested not only in what they are saying, but also how they are saying it. You are noticing if their body language and tone of voice matches their words. You understand the meaning and essence of what the individual is saying. You are so engaged in what they are saying that you forget yourself. You are totally in that moment. In your next Open Blend session, commit to spending 80% of the session in active listening. See how this feels and try to understand what impact it had on your direct report. What did you learn about the other person that you didn't already know?